On KWAD, we have the opportunities we do once every month to talk with Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. And Kim, welcome back. How are you doing?
Good.
So as we get ready, just talk about some things kind of coming up in the month of June.
So, of course, we have the fair. We've got 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks left before the fair starts. We've got Judging Day on Tuesday, June 20th for all of the non-animal exhibits. And we're expecting about 1,200 exhibits that day this year. We've got a bunch of judges lined up. We'll be doing all of our livestock interviews that day. And then the following day, before the fair even gets going for the public, we'll have our 4-H horse show. So we'll have kids there from all over the county. We've got about 53 kids entered in the horse project this year. And they'll be starting at 10 o'clock, and the public is welcome to come watch over at the horse arena on the fairgrounds. Then opening day of the fair is our busiest as far as livestock shows go. We've got goat shows, dairy shows, beef shows, poultry shows from 8 in the morning until 5:30 at night. So
a lot of stuff going on with the fair, Kim. And, you know, is that kind of really what basically the month of June is for Wadena County 4-H? Is there anything else going on?
We actually do have a couple other things going on. We've been running our poultry camp series this spring and summer, and this coming Saturday is the second session of poultry camp. We've invited all of our previous campers, plus any Wadena County 4-H'er who's enrolled in the poultry project, to join us at the fairgrounds on Saturday morning from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. We're going to show them how to wash a bird, groom a bird, get it ready for show, how to handle it during a show, anywhere from the bantams, the smaller chickens, up to the big turkeys and geese. And I'm expecting it to be very interesting.
Always seems like a good time there, a poultry camp and all that other stuff you guys have going on, Kim. And let's go back to the fair here for a second. So as you guys are getting ready for that, and that's obviously a big thing for Wadena County 4-H, probably the most notable event you guys have going on throughout the year. But what kind of goes into it on the backside? What goes into getting it organized, and how does that work?
Well, I am very, very lucky. I have a new support staff. Chris Kempenick is no stranger to 4-H. She was in 4-H as a kid. She's a 4-H mom. She's a 4-H leader. So it seemed like a natural transition for her to come join me in the extension office. She splits her time between my office and the auditor's office, and so far it's working well. And she just told me yesterday, it's surprising how much actually goes in behind the scenes. We're printing thousands of sheets of paper. We're getting judges' packets ready. We're getting exhibitor packets ready. We're verifying that we have enough judges to cover all of the exhibits. And all of this work, then we order for food for the food stand, get the profit margins set, make sure that it's affordable for families. And then we're bringing a brand new thing into the fair this year that I've mentioned before. It's called A Fidgety Fairy Tale. It's a mental health musical about the three little pigs. And we're super excited about that. But of course, there's handouts to prepare and practices to have. And so it's labor intensive, but it's worth every second.
Exactly. And provide that opportunity and that moment for the kids is always the forefront of that. And, you know, just as you get closer, kind of what's your pitch to people who are planning on coming to the Wadena County Fair? Maybe some people who are on the fence. What's your message to those people? What's you kind of get up on your soapbox and tell them why visiting the 4-H booth and all those barns is so important?
Absolutely. 4-H touches so many lives. There, you can't walk into a place of business or know somebody who hasn't been touched by 4-H mm-hmm. in some way, shape, or form, especially in this community. Come in, celebrate what the kids have worked on all year long, celebrate their victories and help them, you know, learn from their defeats, and come enjoy a slice of cake from the cake decorating contest. Come cheer them on as they give a demonstration or a public performance. Just share their pride.
Yeah. And also going on is the food stand that you guys have. Just talk about what goes into that and how that helps support 4-H.
So the food stand, 100% of the profit stays within Wadena County 4-H. And we're sending 4 kids to camp next week. And we're sending, last year we sent 19 kids down to the state fair. And we help the families pay for that. I don't like 4-H to be an expense for anybody. I don't want them to be mm-hmm. left out because of the money. So we raise funds during the fair at the food stand and the ice cream booth and everything. And it all stays here and it all goes 100% towards the kids. We'll do project days and it's all at no charge to the kids. And back by popular demand is the Sloppy Joes.
All right. There we go. So a lot of stuff going on at Wadena County 4-H. Kim, anything else you want to mention that's going on with 4-H this month, or anything else we haven't talked about that you want to cover?
Well, I forgot to mention our intern started on Monday. We've got a seasoned 4-H'er who is interning. He is going to school at South Dakota State for animal science and ag education, and he interned last year in Pine County. So we'd like to welcome Alan Chute.
All right.
And he'll be all over at the fair as well.
All right, awesome. Kim, we look forward to the Wadena County Fair. It's just a couple, 2-3 weeks away. It's not
like 18 days.
Yeah, exactly. only. Yeah, it's not too far down the line. And maybe we'll try and find you and we'll chat with you again when that fair rolls around if you got some time for us.
That'd be great, CJ.
All right, Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. Thanks for the time, Kim. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks.
There she goes. If you missed any part of this interview, you can catch it on our website, wadenaradio.com, or the KWAD Facebook page.